Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus for to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves together with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. Acts 11:25-26. From Acts 2:47, we have seen a constant reference to the term church, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Acts 2:47. With the preaching of the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ by the Apostle Peter, the church came into existence. Jesus had spoken to his disciples during his ministry, "And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Matthew 16:18. The book of Acts records the preaching of the gospel and the growth of the church. The church is directly related to the gospel. In the passage which we are considering, Barnabas and Saul taught much people. Through the teaching of the Word of God, the church grew and flourished. Now we find the first time that the word Christian is used. This is a name given to the disciples. Disciples are Christians, a symbol. This is a remarkable trait of a Christian. The people who wear this name choose to assemble because of the instruction given to us by God. And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight. Acts 20:7. Following their baptism into Christ for the remission of their sins, the disciples, our church, continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. Acts 2:42. The breaking of bread in these passages is the partaking of the Lord's Supper. "For I received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me." 1 Corinthians 11:23-26. A Christian is a part of the church that assembles to partake of the bread and cup to remember the sacrifice of Jesus. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.